How do you say her first name?
Eliphalet.
E-L-I. It's E-L-I. It should be an F, babe, right? E-L-I.
Yes.
F-E. Yeah, L-E-T. Yeah, first name. Last name is Talabera. T-A-L-A-B-E-R-A. She was born... today's the 27th of March. She was born... What's her date of birth? 10-17-06. This is my 16-year-old young lady who comes in today with a black and blue pinky. Patient right hand, she was sitting on the bed and she twisted her hand and she noticed that her finger was hurting. It became black and blue the next day. Patient definitely has pulses. There's some ecchymosis over the fifth digit on the right side. There's good range of motion. There's no wrist pain. There's no medical issues causing her to bleed spontaneously. This has to do with the sudden movement in the bed and twisting her hand. Medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, immunizations up to date, social. Regular. Wait. What kind of, is it for work or school? Give her no PE, so no physical activity for a week. Family history non-contributor, immunizations up to date, medications none, allergy none. Patients alert, awake, no distress.
Do you need an excuse for work? Do you need an excuse
for
work?
No. And... there it is. Allergy none. 102 pounds, no significant change recently, 99%, 98.2, my pleasure. 16, 58, 100 over 63. Heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen supplex, which controls the right. The right hand it has good range of motion. The fifth digit has slight bruising and ecchymosis along the base of the fifth digit, but good range of motion. Nevertheless, no neurovascular deficit. Positive capillary refills. No other vascular abnormality noted. Number one, right fifth digit sprain. Number two, x-rays negative for fracture. Number three, moist heat the first 24 hours. Number four, no, ice the first 24 hours. Number four, moist heat after that. Number five, come back and let us see it, if not better, in 3 days. Thank you.